Riot! Riot! Riot dictator! Corruption! Chaos! I was born in the middle of a war. The hospital was the last known fallout, located on the dark end of where a street used to be. It was the last functioning building in the apocalypse
junkyard,
with android snipers on the roof and a vending machine chock full of uppers, downers, and all-arounders. The walls are painted white with silver or red and blue piping. The colors were designed to promote the promise of a fantastic future, a better tomorrow. Instead, we got this. The dream liquids flowing from the IVs would pump you full of
heavenly metals
that personally hand you a ticket to somewhere better. The 23rd dimension was where I came to. My coma in the metallic candy land was once again interrupted. I kept trying to get out, but it always happens the second our waves overlap. I try to connect hands with her, but she pushes me away from herself in the black velvet ripple that eats up the sky. It is always behind her. These holes hover over all of us. Maybe it's a sign. I wake up cursing yet again to the fuzz of acid rain, frustrated from being that close to someone that I could actually function with. I think she feels it too. Even though she is hesitant, she keeps showing up. It's not my dream anymore. It's ours.
It's not my dream anymore. It's ours. It's not my dream anymore. It's ours. It's not my dream anymore. It's ours. It's not my dream anymore. It's ours.
No longer content with the dream that sends me only to disappearing objects. I need to feel these objects disappear with my own teeth. I'm sorry if I've gotten sloppy with these electronic dreams, but they are all I have. A cosmic force of a forgotten element keeps the dreamer in search of the perfect dream, the one that may never arrive. The wretched robotic, smoke-stained, amputee nightnurses try to harmonize my future.
They're all tone deaf.
Their shrieks break the windows that we no longer have. Icicles fall from the ceiling, inhaling anyone who is unfortunate enough to be taken shelter under them. What am I doing here?
Is this hell, or is this hell somewhere much worse
that I will soon taste? Will I ever know of another place? Or should I say, will I ever get to feel any other place? For now, my mind may paint better landscapes, but my feet only know of this decay, so I bask in it. If I've learned one thing in this junkyard, it is this. Things may worsen at any given moment. So no matter if I'm dodging Christian soldiers, shrapnel, or being torn apart by my dream lover, the one with the monitor for a head, the next second could only have you dreaming for such luxuries. I often think of pulling the plug, but I heard it only gets worse. The ancients tell me to enjoy this hell, because it's angelic compared to door number 23.
dawn and silence beside a candle painted in blue. Crushing, more crushing down the floor. The silence, makes me busy. The silence makes me sleep. Dreams of nothing, not nothing. We hope in darkness, going on
underworld code is very simple. Never squeal. Don't be a stool pigeon, rat, or informer. All crooks want everybody to believe that they are square. Cops are the same. They all wish everybody else to think that they act from principle. They are always telling everyone they meet about how much principle they have. It's against their principle to do this or not to do that. The queer part of this is that they not only want others to believe this, but they even believe it themselves. But the real truth of the matter is that they deceive themselves and mistake policy for principle. When crooks are square with anyone, it is because it is in their own interest to be so. It is good policy. When it ceases to be to their own interest to be square with one another, then it becomes time to change their tactics. And they are not slow in doing it either. It makes no difference to them who they snitch on. No matter if they have been loyal to each other through a whole lifetime as partners and friends. No matter if they send their friends to prison or to hell by way of the rope or chair. That cuts no ice. They are looking out for their own precious skin. They can benefit themselves at the expense of someone else, regardless of what the others have to suffer for their treachery. They will sure break the law of the underworld and open up and sing grand opera. I have known cases where men have been loyal pals and friends, have gone through every crime on the calendar. Murders, rapes, robberies, in jails and in freedom, in health and in sickness, riches and starvation and privation. Years and years together, and always loyal and square with each other. But when the time came for the test of the first law of nature, self-preservation, everything went overboard. They all squealed sometimes. Big crooks and little crooks. They all squeal and it is in their interest to do so. The greatest crooks I ever knew or ever heard of, they all do it. I have met every kind of crook. I have worked and lived both with and against them. Coppers the same. I know their tricks inside and out. I have associated with every sort, both in prison and on the street. Their works and thoughts are like an open book to me. I know them well to my sorrow. I have been mixed up in every kind of a crooked deal there is, with every kind of crook there is. Con men and gang men, prowlers and boosters, pickup artists, can opener artists, and sometimes space artists. Petermen and boxmen, paper hangers and crate hangers, hustlers and rustlers, pimps and McGimps, hookers from the big town, and hookers from the sticks, big shots and pikers, dynamiters and sodomiters, fruiters and foofters, big bats and gay cats, shivmen and gunmen, needle pumpers and snow snifters, hotheads and jugheads, wise guys and dumbbells, bootleggers and rum runners, wolves and gunsels, dips and short car gamblers, home guards and boomers, booze fighters and cop fighters, and last but not least, muzzlers and guzzlers. I have put in 29 years in the game of hooks and crooks. There is no angle of this game that I haven't tried at some time or another. I have met thousands and thousands of my kind in every different degree, from the kingpins and the biggest of big shots, down to the greasiest of grease balls. And without exception, one and all insist on deluding everybody and themselves that they are square, that they have in their makeup the sparks of principle and honor. that they keep the code of the underworld, that they never squeal. Anything and everything against anybody and everybody is quite alright and permissible at any time or place. But the one rule that must be kept regardless of anything else is that they must never squeal. No matter what happens, no matter what pressure is brought to bear on them to get them to open up and squeal. If the coppers work the old Mother and Jesus racket on them, or give them the third degree, a wrong rap with a big stretch and stir, or even the rope or the chair, still they are supposed to keep their trap shut and never squeal. I have never met anyone who ever admitted that they were wrong, that they were school pigeons, squealers, or rats. They all insist that they are right guys and square crooks. Even when they are caught right in the act of going on the stand as a witness for the state against their pals, they won't admit it. One and all insist that they are men of honor, that they act from principle only. They all swear that they are loyal to the first law of the code of the underworld. In theory, it seems to be the case. The average person really believes this to be true. Most crooks believe it also. The average superficial observer only sees a very small part. He sees nothing of what goes on behind the scenes and under the surface. The actual facts of the matter are that none of the crooks are square with one another or with anybody. They are not square with the coppers, and the coppers are not square with them. The coppers are a pretty dumb lot. Most of them are well supplied with big flat feet and a big fat head, which is usually sadly lacking in gray matter. The coppers I have known, and I've known plenty of them, too damn many in fact, were and are a bunch of dumbbells who couldn't track an elephant in the snowbank unless they first had some rat or school pigeons to lead them to it and point it out. Most of them have plenty of brawn, but few have any brain. With all of the forces of the law behind the coppers, all the steel bars and stone walls, their guns and clubs, all would avail them nothing if it wasn't for their rats and school pigeons. The third degree and the rats are the best and worst weapons that the cops have. Yet they will never admit that they have or use either. Therefore, it stands to reason that the coppers and the crooks are all working together, and all double-crossing each other at the same time. And yet, each and all of them are always yelping about their honor and their great principles. Honor among thieves is the bunk.
Thank you. Get in here.